At a documentary festival in Adelaide tonight, the story of an unlikely friendship between an Afghan asylum seeker and an elderly Tasmanian woman will get its first big screen outing. Mary Meets Muhammad is a documentary about the fear and prejudice surrounding the arrival of asylum seekers at a detention centre in Tasmania. 71-year-old Mary is a staunch Christian, bitterly opposed to the arrival of Muslim detainees. But her views change dramatically, and the film follows her journey. Social affairs reporter Sally Sara.
It began with some hostility and fear when locals found out an immigration detention centre would be opening in Tasmania in 2011.
We don't know what kind of people we're going to be introducing into our community around our children.
Well said. Yeah, I reckon I should sink a couple of the boats or something like that, and they'd probably stop them coming.
There is people, Australians and Tasmanians, that do need the help out there, but they're giving it mostly to them.
71-year-old Mary was one of the fiercest opponents.
At the moment, I'm dead set against them coming here. They'll get all the pension money. People who are waiting for houses will be left on the waiting list.
Have you ever met a Muslim man before?
No.
What do you imagine?
I think of them as being a pack of heathens.
Mary was a member of the local knitting group, which decided to knit beanies for the detainees. But she thought that Afghan asylum seekers were cowards who had fled their homeland while Australians were giving their lives to protect it.
I won't change. I think I'll still be against the whole thing, you know.
Inside the centre, 26-year-old detainee Muhammad was wondering what kind of response the asylum seekers would get from the public.
I'm thinking about the Australian community, it is good or not. I saw a lot of time in the television, the politics kicking the asylum seeker, just like a soccer ball.
Muhammad is an Afghan Hazara who'd been living as a refugee in Pakistan since he was four. His two elder brothers had been killed in sectarian attacks. He and other asylum seekers met Mary when she and the knitting group visited the detention centre to deliver some woolen beanies. It was life-changing.
And every one of those women said it was meeting them face-to-face that put them on a different way of thinking and seeing these people who came by boat to our country.
Documentary filmmaker Heather Kirkpatrick followed the meeting and eventual friendship of Mary and Muhammad over 15 months.
They've come from completely different worlds, yet they have a very powerful and deep friendship.
Mary and Muhammad talked during the visits and listened to each other's stories.
He just felt from the moment he met Mary that he'd known her all his life.
She's a very nice lady. She called me grandson.
He's very respectful. He calls me his Australian nana.
I accept her as a grandmother.
Heather Kirkpatrick's film is premiering tonight at the Australian International Documentary Conference in Adelaide.
I never thought that knitting a beanie could be a life-changing experience, and I think that sums it up, really.
Muhammad hopes that its message will be heard.
It's my message for everyone, please. Just meet with asylum seekers. They are not coming for a picnic in Australia.
For Mary, it's been a rewarding journey. She's now a strident supporter of asylum seekers and says she's learned a lot.
Well, I don't care how old you are. You can still learn every day. I'm learning something new. And I'll keep on doing that until the day I die, I think. If you don't go along with things like this, you can sit in a corner and just die, you know, or deteriorate. It helps to keep a person going, you know, to get out and do a bit in the community.
That's Mary, a member of the Brighton Knitting Club in Tasmania. The documentary will also be shown on ABC TV's Compass program later this year.